You good, Eric? Good. Well, good afternoon. I'm Bob Vanderplaats, and next to me is my wife of 31 years, Darla, and we're thrilled to be with you this afternoon to discuss this topic. The first thing I want to mention is that many of you will recognize me as the president of the family leader, but I want to be clear today, this is not the official position of the family leader. This is Bob and Darla Vanderplaats representing us personally, but really on behalf of our son, Lucas. Darla and I have four boys, and our third son, Lucas, was born with a very rare brain disorder called partial pachygyria lissencephaly, which has attached to it a wide variety of a seizure disorder. And so we've seen what happens when children have seizures and the different maneuvers we need to make, games almost you need to play to get the right seizure medication to control the seizure that would limit or reduce the side effects greatly. And so because of that, we took great interest in what was going on a year ago. Matter of fact, we were probably applauding and cheering silently from the sidelines when we watched these parents advocate for their children. Because one of the things you find out real quickly when you're a parent of a child like Lucas with significant special needs, with seizure issues that have many times not very good side effects, is that you become the only advocate that your child has. So when we saw these parents take this on as their mission to get medical cannabis oil legalized in the state of Iowa, that their children could benefit from it, reduce the side effects, and then when we saw the legislature pass it with big numbers, and the governor hold a signing ceremony in the rotunda, it was really a source of pride for us. I mean, encouragement for us that these parents stood up on behalf of their children. The state recognized it. They recognized the benefit that medical cannabis oil could have for these children suffering with these type of seizures that we were really cheering on from the sidelines. Well, last year we stayed quiet. This year we believe we need to lend voice because we see a gap. And we see an unnecessary gap. And the unnecessary gap is while last year legalized the access to medical cannabis oil, there really isn't any access for these parents. Because other states that produce it only say their citizens can access it, not citizens from outside of their state. Or in the case like the state of Oregon, who says, you know, you can come out to Oregon and you can get medical cannabis oil. Well, it gets to be cost prohibitive real quickly with a lot of challenges to get it back to the state of Iowa. And so what we'd like to do is, first of all, applaud the legislature, applaud the governor, and applaud these parents for standing up for this very issue. But now as Iowans, we believe we need to take the next step. And we need to take the next step and figure out how it is that we get this medical cannabis oil into the hands of parents so that their children can benefit from it and benefit from it greatly. And I believe in Iowa, we have the resources right here to take care of it, where we could grow it, we could harvest it, we could process it, we could manufacture it, and we could dispense it. And we could do it the Iowa way with a high regard for ethics and integrity. So what we're encouraging the legislators right now and the governor is to finish the job. Last year you granted access to medical cannabis oil. Now let's really make sure that these parents and children have access to it. So with that, let me open it up for any questions that you might have. We are not supporting any specific bill or legislation, whether that be Senator Bolcom's or anybody else's at this point. Our purpose for being here today is to encourage the legislators and the governor to remedy the access issue in whatever form that's going to take. But I just think in Iowa, we can do that.
You're fine.
Dealt with Well, it's to what the legislature dealt with last year, but medical cannabis oil, we believe, can be produced in the state of Iowa. And I'm not saying this is the way they should go, but I really believe we have universities like Iowa State that could grow and harvest it. We have a university like the University of Iowa that could process, manufacture, and even dispense it, but making sure that it has the accessibility needed for parents and for families. Since the family leader is not taking an official position, I will not personally be lobbying lawmakers, but I'll be highly encouraging. And for those who want to visit me, I'll just encourage them that this is the right thing to do. Last year, we granted them access to medical cannabis oil, but obviously there's a gap, and it's an unnecessary gap, so let's close the gap. We have a lot of bright minds in this Capitol, people who I respect greatly, that I think we can cross this hurdle fairly quickly. You know, we're unsure about that. Darla would be the best one to address that issue. But what I can tell you is that we've gone from seizure medication to seizure medication. Lucas still struggles with seizures. So if it's something that would benefit him and reduce many of the side effects, it's something that we'd be very open to. You know, this isn't medical marijuana where the baseball pitcher has a sore elbow and he goes lights up a joint in the dugout. This has a very low TCH. It does not have the hallucination that usually you talk about with marijuana, but really has a high concentrated dose of antioxidants I think is really beneficial to the children and proven to be beneficial. So I think it's one of those things that we can harvest good out of this, but also fulfill the legislation that was passed a year ago. Because this issue came up rather quickly to us, and any issue that we take an official stand on, we have the opportunity to really bring the board together, the team together, and dissect it. And so whether it be human trafficking or payday lending or sanctity of human life or the role of the courts or marriage, those are the issues that we've already kind of adopted, but we have not had the opportunity to bring the board and the team together to say, what is our official position on? Yeah, we'll definitely have this conversation, but it'll be a couple of weeks from now at the earliest.
Mr. Vandenhuis, I think the average person hearing this is going to wonder, did your family take the steps to try to get the card and do what the bill last year authorized?
No, we did not. And the reason is that Lucas's seizures were pretty well under control, and he was being monitored, and as a matter of fact, the side effects were minimal at this point. But now Lucas's condition is different, say, than epilepsy. Partial package earless encephaly is a very, very rare brain disorder, and to where it's a constant monitoring of seizure medication and the seizure levels, and is it really preventing the seizures, and is it helping to cope with the seizures, as well as showing the side of Lucas we want to see his personality come out. Well, I wanted to come out a year ago, but I thought as long as things are moving along okay, I think I'll just stay out of the way. And so it moved along okay, and the legislation got passed. But then when I hear the stories, read the stories, and have some private, personal contacts of saying, you know, there's a gap here. Yeah, they say we can have access to it, but we can't have access to it. And then, quite frankly, Kay, I was asked, you know, would you be willing to lend your voice to this? And I'm happy to lend my voice to this because it's the right thing to do at this time. To answer your question, Lucas is, he's age 21. And as many of these parents would be able to attest who have children, you know, when Lucas was born, they didn't think he'd live till 2 months, and then not 2 years. And so to be at age 21, that's a great tribute to the advancement in medicine. And we're saying, here's another potential that could really benefit the children in their lives.
His hesitancy on this government branch that says he doesn't want to create unintended consequences of expanding the law. When you talk about being confident with the state of Iowa, is that what you're getting to there? Or do you not share that concern?
Well, believe me, there's unintended consequences with everything that we do. For example, many of us text And texting is a very good thing. It allows us to communicate rapidly. But if we text while we drive, there's unintended consequences with that. And again, I think Iowa has higher standards. We have the highest of standards. I think we'd want to see it dispensed ethically and with a high degree of integrity. But I also think we have universities here that are creme de la creme in the country. I think they can be part of the answer to the solution. So, you know, I agree with Governor Branstad on one end. Everything can have unintended consequences. But that's why we need real leadership when we pass accessibility for this drug, that we can now really provide accessibility, but do it in a way. Well, I don't know if it is or if it isn't. I think when they went ahead and they saw that medical cannabis oil definitely has some good benefit to children and to families, then I think Iowa should also take the next step. I would never look to Illinois for really anything. I wouldn't look to them to say, help us solve our crime here, nor help us, you know, provide medical cannabis oil. I would think that if Iowa believes this is a good thing to do, we should then take the next step to make sure it's under our control, under our jurisdiction, and that we are responsible for its growing, its harvesting, its processing, its manufacturing, and its dispensing.
Sure. Your son, but would logic say that those conditions should also be included? I mean, everyone here is a person's sister, brother, mother, or child.
You bet. Well, first of all, I'm a big proponent of advancement in any medical research to deal with any one of those issues that you just mentioned. And if studies prove that this could be very beneficial and we can regulate it properly with integrity, then yes, I think we would definitely be in favor of that as well. Talk about seizures. Lucas, before he was age 2, had 5 Lifelight helicopter rides because of seizures, which caused him to be resuscitated, which caused us to go through a lot of trauma, as you mentioned, not just for Lucas, but for the whole family. Anytime you see your child experience a seizure, it is not a good day. That's a tough, tough day. And that is the primary reason and focus why we're here. So can marijuana be used for bad? You bet it is. Are we in favor of recreational marijuana? No, we're not. Are we in favor of medical cannabis oil and extract from the marijuana plant? Yes, we are, because we think it can be controlled and it can actually deliver good for those who need it. Well, there was a couple of people, and since I didn't ask them if I could share their name, I probably won't, but there's a couple of different people last fight Lynn voice, and hopefully our voice can help bridge this gap. No, I wasn't, but again, if I would have been asked, I probably would have said, you know what, guys, you're doing really well the way it is. Don't let me interfere. Now it's just an opportunity. If our voice can help bridge this gap between access and real access, let's make it happen. Thank you.